camera.
Can you just hold that? Stick it on there then.
On my pocket?
Oh, or on the seatbelt.
Alright.
Just tap on the seatbelt.
Oh god. That didn't fall off, is it? No.
Is that right? Is that doing it now?
Tape.
Be careful what you say.
The tape counter moving now.
What number are you on now?
3A. Thank you.
She's not comforting till 2 o'clock, is she? We haven't really seen anybody, have we? Too much time. Too busy.
Doing a little bit soon.
Done a bit. Oh, that was about of road where there wasn't really anything much happening opposite the pub.
They might just be parking, haven't they?
No, they've got the diggers moving backwards and forwards.
I couldn't
see what they were doing though. It's hot this minute, isn't it?
Are we?
We can't go yet, Andrew. The lights are on.
Is that Harriet behind, Andrew?
Harriet.
Yes, it is.
Is that Harriet?
Yes.
What, Harriet?
What's the matter?
That's all right. Panic over. She's 9, isn't she, Harriet?
Ten.
She's really in her 30s though, isn't she?
Who is it?
Sorry? Oh, yeah.
Behind the van.
Oh, they're digging the road up. What a surprise. We always dig up the road. Where was that bungalow that you said was for sale? And you said, oh, it's not. You said that's on the way on the outskirts of Fram. In a close or something. I still like these here. I'm too near telling them. Lighting because that might just be a way in. She was very unfashionable at one time, but I remember reading and enjoying her books.
Yeah.
Alright, she might not have the most fantastic imagination, but for a plodder, it might be the right kind of book.
God, you know, when this family come out, they come out in force.
I know.
There's one out, they're all out.
They're all sort of interrelated. Yes, I saw Greta's too. They're all interrelated though, aren't they, Carl?
You have to give way to
I know, her. But she wasn't going to it. Stacey's always with them, you know. But I think she's a niece, I can gather. Dad told me, I can't remember what relation, but she's a relation to them anyway. But she spends nearly all her time with them. Because I was trying to work out where Glenys lived.
You were looking at the lamp. We didn't come this way. This is a little office.
No, she doesn't, does she? That's why I can see her around 6 times.
Well, you're not even in the right place.
That explains why I couldn't see where she lived.
That's correct.
That's quite nice. Tiles again, though.
Yeah, nice house.
makes you think of summer, doesn't it? You know, you look out and see the sunshine, the illusion of warmth. We're in the car.
Yeah.
It'd be nice in the summer, and just put, instead of doing her up in all these great big snow suits, you know. Put a little sun frock and t-shirt and a hat on, which I know she won't keep on. And sandals. No socks, that'd be lovely. I hope by then that I'll have it, you know, that it should be dry. I had thought once she gets over this tooth coming through that I might start trying potty training.
Mm-hmm.
See if she's interested, you know, see if she's ready. I've got a few little pairs of nicks there. I'll have to get some more of them. Start really and truly, I ought to start buying them in now in sort of double packs, you know, getting two, because they're expensive to buy. Sort of £3 for a couple of little pairs of knickers and that. That's a lot when you think that when she first starts, she's going to be getting through 7 or 8 pairs a day.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of think, oh, you have to have plenty in. I've got some up in the suitcase, which I can use for. I still like the ladybird ones best, they wash nice. Later, Christopher comes up with a joke.
It's one way of getting a joke.
Yeah. You got any work? Where? Oh, somebody took all our lovely parking ticket display off that was keeping the tax disc up and replaced it with black tape. It was either Nan or Grandpa. Who was it?
Your window a little bit, Robert. Let some fresh air into the back.
Nice.
A bit more.
Ain't it? Or
even,
isn't it?
That's it. Good lad.
Speak posh. We never did afford our meal, did we? Gaily thought, oh yes, we'll have enough money to pay for a meal.
Enough time.
We can't afford it now. Never mind. Maybe we should earmark that's my birthday to go out. Arrange it in advance, you know?
might have thought of anybody else come to babysit her personally.
No, it's not me.
I know people keep saying no, we'll do it.
We'll do it,
yeah,
I know. Well, the thing is, if I arrange it for May, I can talk to Mum and see if she'll do it.
Yeah.
And do it that way. I don't know what day my birthday's on this year. Well, it's still Christmas birthday, isn't it? We need to start talking about Ryan only as a means for having a meal out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wee!
Ryan, if he's a coughing like that. I suppose I'm getting the surgery tomorrow now. It's just a cough to go with the cold, and there's nothing they can do anyway. But if it's an asthmatic cough, I might give him some Ventolin.
That's what he's had before.
It is way easier. Mine, I hadn't noticed. It must be a terrible mouth, or I just haven't noticed.
Used to it.
It doesn't get quite as frequently now, though, as he did. Not quite as, I mean, at one time, when he was Christopher's age, God, he was never free from cold, was he? We'd have a respite of about a fortnight if we were lucky before he went down with the next one.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember I took him out of school for nearly 3 weeks to try and
get rid of a
get his
bronchial
health.
Infection.
Yeah, that's right. And also, I didn't know doing that much there with him anyway. But he'd learned more in that 3 weeks than I really ever did then. In fact, sorry, Dr. Moore. Appointment
with Dr. Moffat. He's sometimes
easy to get into. Chris isn't been too bad, though. You see, it's reasonable.
Are you still on medicine, or?
Well, it's there. I stopped using it. I must admit.
Why?
Well, it made him drowsy, for one thing. Got muffled him out. And, he could hear me perfectly well. I thought, well, it's there for the next round. Seeing if there's any slightest hint of hearing loss, I can sit straight back with it. In a way, though, reverse though it sounds, I'd rather let it get fairly bad and take him back. Because it's only by that way that if he's going to need the grommets or something in the ear, then he really needs to get it sorted out this year. I don't want him to start in the January and then have to be off school for 3 weeks because he's got to go in hospital with all his ears done and things like this, you know. If it's going to plague him and give him trouble, let's get it sorted out this year, even if it means that he has a little bit of temporary deafness for a little while, you know. Breathing. Chit 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 band-aid. think I was here before they put these up, Carl. I can't remember. Was it just a bit of ground?
Mm.
And if Tamsin's had any luck selling her house.
What I can't understand is when she jumped into the beauty parlour pool, how did Dumbledore change something?
There's somebody else, Robert, who was in there already.
It's all very clever. That's what pantomime is all about. Thinking on your feet, improvisation. It's great. I enjoyed doing pantomime. Well, I wasn't very convincing Prince Charming though. I think I'll do it again.
Best. Had a go?
Had a go. Wasn't me. I'm better backstage. I'm better writing things than on stage. I'm not enough of a strutter, anyway.
Are you
going
to be a pogo?
I enjoy the peripheral.
You did.
Well, I enjoyed it when I was at college. I used to enjoy drama there.
You say it was putting on a big performance, wasn't it?
No, it's a bit different. And that's the difference about drama at college is you're doing it to please yourself and the group you're in with, and ultimately I suppose your tutor. But you do something out of pantomime and you're doing it to please the punters.
Farm,
but that's a piece of the way. I never have much to do with it.
in mind or something.
I never minded them. It's all the sticker batteries down there. Oh, the school gate used to get on my own.
Remember, she was very, very ordinary, very, very
shy. Yeah, she was very not
when she came to our school. She was almost lost. Felt a bit sorry for her, you know.
No, I said
to
her, I
said, it's not what you used to, was it? She sort of gave me a
funny look.
A wry, sick sort of smile. But then I could tell she placed me from somewhere, but she couldn't remember where. Well, I don't think she gave the impression that she knew where I was.
With her own
tracks, she remembered that. But I mean, I remember Terry going up and up. We've got, have you been, oh, you know, who's not?
No, she was alright, I never minded her.
Not
I
great, you know,
him.
Yeah.
It's
he's alright,
isn't it?
Talking to him, Mrs.
Microwave,
like,
it's
the hangings
on.
But it's all these people say, ooh, you know, ooh, super, they're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
Nothing superstarish about them.
No, and to be fair, they never set themselves up to be that way at all. They always wish to be one of the crowd. God, I remember this bit. Oh, my dad Ross is getting on. She expects to bag you, doesn't she, sir? She goes to practice what she preaches at long last. Just imagine you'd be in the catchment area for the whole four groups. Wouldn't that be fun? There's Jason. Trudged up over the pushchair to get Robert to play group at the school.
J.K.
Potter. Oh, that's
a new
soldier. What are they? What's he got to say? Carrots. I think we're all right for carrots, Carl.
Freshly dug
carrots. That's it. Grow bags. It's closed anyway. Have they done that up yet? Oh, I'm glad they've... Oh, we've only bought that and done it, haven't we? Look at that. This is where I used to walk along here. Trudge.
Happy, did you see?
Got bullets in the field, haven't they?
That's a bit wider still, look.
Oh yeah, and they've put more of a sand down. It's no good for me, is it? I've 2 years left here now. Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It was this part here. But I think it's tarmac just since I've been here. It just used to be a mud pile there.
Still is.
Dreadful. To get bogged down, you couldn't use the path, and it was always overgrown in the summer.
Leaking, isn't it?
No, I can't say I miss this bit. I miss my house, believe it or not. I don't miss living next door to that peculiar man, but...
Right.
Oh no, I wouldn't move back. It's certainly less than where we are.
No, you're flipping the gear.
I can't go now.
No, I can't because...
No, I said we can't go now. They're not cows, Andrew, they're bulls. Charolais bulls. No, they're bulls, dear. I assure you.
As in what, a load or?
They've got a nice set each. Mm-hmm. Look at that way. Cheryl. A lot of me time. What? No. It's not rude, is it?
No.
That's alright then.
Yeah,
I'd like to live there then, Carl.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a house though, is it? Well, it would have been one time. Pretty busy though, you've always got people come walk backwards and forwards. And of course, you do realise the greenhouse effect anyway. All the vulgar's going to disappear on the water. And Aldrina. And Leicester. Turn this off.
For that.
Okay.
You can pick up the recording on the way home again.
Yeah.
Alright, here we are at Aldbury. Goodbye for now. Whoever's listening. Signing off.
Hey, Robert's sneezing away in the background. Is that on now?
What, Mummy?
No, we're back on. We're going home. Perished, freezing. I'm going to look at the pin first.
Oh, come on. The boat's a good...
Banana.
Oh, come on. I want to get out of the party tea. It's 10 to 4. Good, I can read it now.
That's my birthday number.
It is your birthday number, yes.
Find me a new job.
A new job?
I'll just find a new job.
Oh. God, whose idea was it to come and freeze to death in Aldbury? Must be yours. I don't think of stupid things like that.
Right, nothing behind, Andrew.
I can't see behind.
Nothing except
for
the red
car. Nice one, Andrew.
Nothing except the red car. Oh, dear. Oh, I've got coal bits on my coal bits.
I have been warm.
He's cold. He wants to get over his party tea, doesn't he? That's what's wrong with him. Orlando, the marmalade cat.
New men's being laid.
Are they?
New men's being laid.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Little old teddies and things in there. I used to have a straw teddy. Stuffed straw teddy. I've still got it somewhere in the attic. Harry, of course.
Oh, you threw that out?
No, I don't think I threw him out.
Is he worth a bit?
He's pretty patched and ancient. He was Stephen's actually, so he's pretty old. Stephen now. Older than you, and he's 35, is he, Steve?
36.
36, is he, isn't he? God, is he really as old as that? Yeah. Well, I'll just get the sort of the tea things ready, the party tea. Can you put Christopher's Thunderbird's tracksuit back on? And also, can you put Rebecca's tracksuit on? Because she's got quite a grubby frock on, so. Might as well put her jog suit on as well. The boys look, make sure the boys look reasonably presentable with a clean jump or something. And I'm taking photographs to send up to your mum, not looking like scruffy. Oh, stop sniffing, please.
Good to see you there, if you want to.
Yeah, yes. With your handbrake. Here, Robert. Well, makes your ears tingle, doesn't it? Cold weather, I mean.
No, not as well.
What is that, windmill on legs? Look. No, not windmill, house on legs. That's a big house there, isn't it?
It's well looked after.
How do you fancy that one? Do you like that? I wouldn't mind that one, that's alright. I like that.
It's got enough aerials,
isn't it? We've got enough room as well. Put all the bits and pieces. Mind you have a house like that, you could afford to have someone to look after all the goats and the hens.
Oh, excuse me.
Why do I always look at houses like I've got not got the remotest chance of owning?
I know. For the size.
Do you reckon?
That's not to stop you looking.
No, I know, but it makes you discontented, doesn't it? That makes me discontented, doesn't it? Oh, no, it's such a cruddy sound, isn't it? Job and put the goats in there, they've been cold. I think we'd left them much longer outside. Think about the meaning of life then.
Not at the moment, too cold. Your eyes are warming.
Your eyes are walking?
Blushing.
Oh,
well, they probably are walking at the moment.
Get over.
I'm fairly discombobulated, truth be told.
How dare you use such a northern expression in the middle of the east? Andrew Wah. I didn't know we had anyone called Andrew Wah.
Yeah.
Andrew W. Andrew
what?
He's been a bit green today, hasn't he, I think?
What?
I think he's been a bit green today.
Andrew?
Yeah, if
Andrew
anybody.
Where?
Funny that, isn't it?
Andrew.
When I thought I was like worried him. I never remember what did we buy Andrew for his birthday? I can't remember now. Andrew, what did we get you for your birthday last year? I can't remember. Fucking hell.
Well, he had his birthday at school, didn't he? Party.
We had the party at school. What did we get in then?
James.
Oh, did we get you Samantha Force or something like that?
No, you got me the spaniel.
Oh, that's right, yeah, the hush puppy. That's right, yeah, I've forgotten about him.
Why did you want to
run? I just couldn't remember. No real reason, I just couldn't remember, and it was annoying me because I couldn't think what it was. Yeah, we got in that hush puppy. They've painted that, haven't they? That used to be pink. Parrot and Punch. There's our old house. Hello, old house. Bed and breakfast, second left. Had to get poisoned. All right. Well, I must tell Wynne all about the letter I had. Well, I haven't retiled it.
Or repainted
it, or redone anything to it. They just use it as a holiday home, don't they? Oh well, just a British. Laying there at night, listening to the tiles clattering off the roof.
That is true.
A tractor, Chris.
Where?
Just now coming. Has he? Oh.
Yeah, it's a red one.
Oh, lovely. I didn't see that.
That's my red. I got
Oh, what's it? Oh.